The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm in a winter funk where I'm not feeling the greatest about my choices the past 6 months.
Well, as my mom says, we're going to grab the reins.
I need someone to cause outrage in my life. I really do.
To piss you off?
I need a man to give me anxiety. I need someone to sue me again. I need someone to do something heinous to me so I have some sort of rage built up in my body. Because I've been living in peace for so long. I'm like, wow, life is good. Life is great.
That.
Life is fun. When I'm outraged, when I have something that is really just...
Yeah.
Bugging me down, that is where like my pre-workout comes from. That is where I get the like oomph. That's how I got so fit when I was getting sued, because it causes so much rage in your brain that you have to go you want to hit things, you want to throw things, you want to just let it all out. I need someone to piss me off.
It's not gonna be me.
I can't deal with this. Good morning, cowgays, cowgirls. I am coming to you live here with my friend Brooke Berry. We are here against all oppositions that we have faced in the past 24 hours. Best believe that I almost went to Mexican prison.
Unfortunately, that did happen.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you something. Yeah. You might be wondering, where are you guys? And to that I say, we're going to get into it. Also, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
We found these beautiful blue couches. We found a nice little cozy spot to sit. We're pod to going again. This time we're on vacation because Brooke was so kind and decided to bring my seasonally depressed ass to the sunshine. We are near a beach. We are near and dear to a very mysterious beach.
We may or may not be in Cabo. And Morgan was in her sad, and I was like, okay, hear me out. February, should we film in Mexico so that you can see the sun again?
And it's really, I can already feel the life coming back into my soul. And
you're glowing.
Thank you. We did get spray tans yesterday. I did have to fight men off at the airport. And let me tell you about our airport experience, because as someone who doesn't frequent leaving the U.S. of A, I'm someone that stays in the U.S. of A.
If you don't travel internationally a ton.
I am not someone that travels internationally a lot. This is honestly maybe only the second stamp on my new passport. Okay. We're coming to Mexico. I'm so excited because, as we know, I suffer from the winter spookies. And when Brooke was like, we need to go to Cabo, I was thinking, okay, did my dumbass ever think once I should look up what you can or cannot bring into another country? I have only gone to Hawaii, and you do have to film or fill out the similar form of like, you're not bringing any agriculture, you're not bringing foreign beef, you're not bringing fruits, you're not bringing bugs, any of that, because they don't want to up their agriculture,
right?
I didn't know that it was any different here. Apparently, let this be a lesson to all of the girls that may or may not be traveling with multiple cameras and multiple laptops and multiple computers because they're working a very high stress job. I'm kidding. Every time I talk about my high stress job, I hope you know I'm kidding. But I do have to travel with a lot of equipment to make pot on the go happen, which I'm happy to do. Did I know that Mexico has a law where you can only bring one laptop and two cameras?
Also,
did I know? No,
your defense, I have been coming here with my family for, I'm not joking, close to 20 years. Like, we've been, before Cabo was as cool as it is, like, we've been coming here for a very long time. Never once did I know that this was a thing. So this is not like, it's not like a Morgan didn't do her research. Like, this came out of nowhere for everyone involved. Like, it's not your fault.
I wanted to send them a link and be like, you guys, the agents at the airport, I'm just trying to up our podcast game. Everyone's getting dizzy from the angles. I'm trying to make it better. I'm trying to give three of us. I'm trying to zoom into our faces. I'm trying not to make us look like whale. We're not trying to look loony balloony. Mm-hmm. I'm trying my best here. Did I know that you could not bring more than two cameras? No. So should I have lied? I don't know. This is where I'm not sure because...
Well, no, because there was no way for you to know anything that you were doing was bad. Like, there's no way.
True.
Filming a podcast is not illegal. Like, it's not even remotely illegal. Like, there's no... I don't understand. Okay, so let's get into what happened because...
And you already know my chronic fear is being pulled over to the airport to be like, what the fuck's in the bag, bitch? What's in the bag, bitch? And to that I say, it's cameras. It's and he says, what are you here for? I said, my friend over there, we film a podcast. And he's like, okay, so what's in the bag, little blonde lady? And I said, cameras. And he said, how many? I said, three, because by default I tell the truth. It's my default format. I am not a liar. I am here to tell the truth at all times of the day. I say there's cameras in there. Apparently he didn't like that answer very much, and he says, okay, Brooke's already passed the scanner at this point. Yes. They did not scan her down whatsoever.
So here's other context. Morgan and I flew in from Dallas, she flew in from Denver, mm-hmm. but our flights got in to the minute at the same time.
They kissed in the air.
They literally kissed in the air, did a backflip, landed. We get our bags together. We walk through customs together. But because we were on two different planes, we had to fill out two different customs forms. I went first.
Like, they didn't question her at all.
The way it works in the airport is you literally hit a button. If the light turns green, you're good to go. If it turns red, then you have to do a random stop. It's like a random selection thing. So I hit the button. It turned green. I was sent on my way. Morgan is on my heels. I see her press the button. It goes green. I'm thinking nothing of it.
We're good to go. Green light, go. We're good to go. Nope. They stopped me personally.
And by the time I realized that she wasn't right behind me, I had crossed this like invisible threshold where I wasn't allowed to turn around. So I see Morgan being like ushered over to this other like line.
Well, no, there was a different, there's another layer to this story. So they scan my bag, my little suitcase. I got this camera suitcase that you can Tetris in all of your equipment with little padded things. So they're all protected. I had to work numbers to get all this shit in here and like in a formation that fits. And she's like, okay, step one, take everything out. And I'm like, you're going to kill me, girl. You're going to give me a stroke right here, right now. There's no way I can get all this out and get it all back in. I take out my little camera, one of my little cameras. And she's like, how many of those? I say three. And then she pulls out the audio recorder. She's like, what is this? I say, it records audio. Then she pulls out the microphones and she goes, these are professional grade microphones, aren't they? And I say, I don't know. And she says, my scanner detects that they are professional.
My scanner
tells me you guys got some professional shit going on here. She probably thinks we're going to film a porn movie, honestly.
Microphones? It's porn karaoke.
I don't know. She wrote down on her little mysterious piece of paper all of the names with all of the codes, with all of the SKU numbers of the cameras, the audio recorder, the microphones. And then she says, you need to pay taxes. And I say, okay, how do I pay taxes? And she says, well, because you came into our country with more than the amount of electronics that you are allotted, you have to pay 20% on every piece of equipment that you brought.
You guys.
Oh!
Insane.
I was like,
because also,
this is a lifetime collection here.
Insane. A.
My friend is already through the glass door. She can't see me at all.
I've been to this airport 100 times. First of all, I've never seen them do that.
I look like an easy target. I just look like,
and
oh,
they wouldn't I let swear. Me be with you. So I'm sitting there trying to get to her to like support her, like communicate, because clearly it's like a ganging up situation. And these three people, this big guy, these two ladies, I'm like, hey, I need to go be with my friend. They're like, nope, like you can't turn around. And I was like, watch me. Like my friend is right there. She's being questioned. And they're like, no, you can't. I go, she is a woman traveling by herself right now. Like I'm going to be with her. And he goes, well, were you on two different planes? I said, yeah, but we're traveling together. He goes, no, you're not. Like, you need to leave.
Case closed. No, you're not. So they take me into this little scary room to be questioned about why I brought all these cameras into a foreign country. What could I possibly be doing with them? They separate me from all of my stuff. So I don't have my phone. I don't have my wallet. I don't have my purse. I don't have my passport because they have my passport.
What? They took your passport?
Well, they had to take the passport, and that's how the lady that scans it passes it then to the tax lady. So you can't escape. So you can't get out of there.
Hell.
So they have everything. They have all my things. They're questioning, what the hell are you doing here? I think this is it. I knew this was coming. I've had dreams about this since I was a little kid. I am going to prison from the airport. I always knew that this would happen. And then I start talking her down because I go to a different lady and she's the one that collects my money. And I'm like, okay, but I'm allowed to have two cameras, right? And she says, well, yeah, but you brought three. And I say, so then technically I should only have to pay tax on the one extra. And she goes, well, yeah. I'm like, well, yeah. And then I'm like, what laws are there about the audio thing? And she's like, it's professional grade. I can't do anything about that.
I looked it up. There is no laws.
So
it's whatever.
I get finessed? Maybe.
It's like a gray area. It's like professional grade equipment. Like full stop. Like that can mean anything. Like we're not professional singers. Like we're not like.
But we're professional podcasters. Duh.
Let's go.
Don't undermine our work.
No, Morgan was gone. You guys, Morgan was gone like for a solid 20 minutes.
I know. I really thought that they were going to take me out of there in handcuffs, take all of my cameras away. I was going to get an orange jumpsuit. Imagine me trying to make friends in prison when I can't even speak Spanish. I know like hola. I know baño because you know me, I always have to pee everywhere I go. That's the only words that I know.
No.
That's all I can say in prison. Baño, baño. Please, baño,
por favor.
Bonita lady has to baño. And they'd be like, bitch, go in the bucket.
Señorita bonita.
Muy señorita bonita baño. And they'd be like, there's a bucket in your stall. Take the orange.
In your stall for bringing in an extra
camera. I don't know what Mexican prison is like. Oh, I don't know what American prison is like, for God's sake. But I did. I paid the taxes. Am I going to calculate the American conversion? Not until I get home, because it seems like a problem for another time. And we're here and we made it. And then we got spray tans that Burke arranged for us. We're up. We're on the up.
We're on the up. At least they only charged you for one camera, or else I would have gone to prison with you. Because
do you think they would have let us be roommates?
If I had anything to say about it? Yeah. They'd be like, you have to share a bed. We'd be like, fine. Okay. Give me a Somnia Plus. I'll make it work. I'll make it work.
Like, can we call our sister really fast? We have products for this. We get all the prisoners on Somnia Plus.
We treat our sponsors very well here.
We should personally hand deliver Somnia Pluses to prisons and be like, we got to extend these beds for them. For the ones that like have earned good rewards.
Ooh.
You know, like they'll give you like extra commissary. Money. Yes.
I'll pitch that to my sister.
Anyways. Since I didn't go to prison and we are here to tell the tale, do you want to play the game that I have prepared for us?
I'm still not over the fact that they took your passport, but yeah, we're ready.
We're ready. That was my first time hearing all of that, so that took a lot out of me.
I know. They probably looked at my passport and looked at me and were like, same girl?
You're squinting. Like, like,
I face up to the passport photo, so.
That's really funny of you.
This is me raw in the daylight. You didn't get the face
up. I didn't know you could do that.
Hell yeah, you can do it. You submit your own passport photo as long as it's in the diameters. You got to get a new one. We got to get you on some Beauty 3.
I raw dogged mine in a CVS pharmacy photo. Like, it's just a man. I'm like, I have to go get my professional photo taken from my passport. It was a whole thing. I made Jacob go with me and I went to CVS because it's like professional photo.
Oh my God. It's
teenager with a digital camera in front of a white sheet of paper and goes, no, smile.
You should have come to Mama Vicky's house. She would have gotten you clear skin. What? She puts that bitch in Photoshop. She clears your skin. She shrinks your pores. She makes your hair better. My mom does it all. You're coming to our Photoshop session.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, everybody. I'm going to need you to stay right where you are. Today, we are celebrating a very big milestone in the Hear Me Out universe. First ever sponsor of the show, Barefaced. If you have found yourself in a similar position to me in the past year, I am creeping up on 30. Skincare is suddenly everything and more to me. If your skincare isn't working out, you are probably missing this one very crucial step, gentle daily exfoliation. The toning pads from Barefaced are here to transform your skin. Barefaced sells one of these products every 3 minutes, so you know that they are that good. They are gentle enough for daily use, but effective enough to where you will see a difference within 2 weeks. Founded by a nurse practitioner and is built on the philosophy of less but better. Intentional formulas, no unnecessary steps, and products designed to work together for long-term skin health. With over 250,000 customers, more than 2 million orders, and a 90% returning customer rate, the results speak for themselves. So if you want to see results and find a skincare routine that you will actually stick to, this is where I recommend starting. Head to barefaced.com. Use the code HEARMEOUT for 15% off your first order, plus free shipping. Again, that is promo code HEARMEOUT for 15% off your first order. Thank you so, so much to Bareface for being our first ever podcast sponsor. I am so, so grateful and so, so excited to be working with them. But anyway, I saw this on another podcast and I thought we could have a really good time playing.
I would love
to. It is Headbands, the classic game, but I have handpicked the photos of characters that we can play with.
I've never been so excited.
So pick your color of headband that you want, lady.
You're a pink girl. This matches you.
Okay. Oh my God, imagine if I did go to prison and I was like, can I take my game with me? And then I play this with the prisoners. But they're actually like bad guys. And I'm like, I just brought a camera.
God forbid a girl wants to take a picture on the beach.
God forbid with three different angles.
I was talking to the guy who stopped me from going to be with you. And I was like, why can't we bring cameras in? And he goes, well, you can bring them in. They just have to be for personal use. I go, what else could there be? Like, it's even if you're working.
Does this not look personal?
Does this not look personal? It's just was. And what is the difference between two and three? I was very confused.
It's upside down.
It's upside down. You're so funny. You're so funny. I chills.
Put yours on. I want to play. Put yours on. Did you look at yours? You're not supposed to look. That's the only rule of the game. There was one rule and you already broke it. Prison.
She picked these without me knowing. Wait, you're being so funny.
I have spent weeks compiling names into a list, being like, when I go to Walgreens and get my photo order, this is what I'm going to order. The girl who pulled my order was probably like, what the is wrong with this girl?
I'm gonna close my eyes. That I didn't mean to see. The picture was just too recognizable. Okay, I'm closing my eyes. Is it right side up?
Yes. Are you okay?
No, your picture took me out.
Am I a person or a fictional character?
Both. No, I'm kidding.
What?
You're a person.
Am I a man or a woman? A woman.
Okay.
Am I a man or a woman?
A man. You're a man. Am I a entertainer?
You've entertained people.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you can't move much.
Oh, okay.
But people have been entertained by you for sure.
Okay.
Am I in movies?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's staring me down. Literally, I can't look away from their eyes.
It's gonna start following
you. No, I'm so floored. Am I in movies or TV?
Yes.
In movies.
Big ones.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm. You're a star, honey.
I'm a star?
Am I, have I ever been canceled before?
You know, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. That helps. I don't know.
That weed some things so. Out? Oh, nothing major. You would know if there's anything
major. Yeah, no, nothing major, I don't think.
Okay.
Am I in comedy movies?
No.
Oh.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Am I a gay man?
Don't think so.
Okay.
Am I young or old?
You're ageless.
Ooh.
But you could be classified as old. You've been around for a long time. Ancient, if you will. But you don't age.
I'm in movies.
Mm-hmm.
Ageless.
Mm-hmm.
Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Not in comedies.
Correct.
In the very serious movies.
Correct. Am I animated?
No.
Hot. I'm not getting any good insight.
Actually, am I animated?
No.
No. I'm a real person.
No.
Oh. But I'm not like a cartoon character.
Mm-mm.
Oh. But I'm not a real person.
No. An object, if you will.
But I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Whoa.
Getting trippy. Am I a YouTuber?
No. No.
Did I put a picture of your dad in here?
No. I don't know. Did you?
Am I your dad?
God, I wish so. No.
Oh, damn it.
I'm not a person, but I'm a woman.
Uh-huh. A scary woman. A creepy woman.
Am I bent neck?
No, but that would have been really good.
That would have been so funny. Oh, shit.
Okay. You're getting warmer, for sure.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Am I in a TV show?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Am I in scary movies?
Yes. Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Ew, what the f*** did you put on my head? Ew, I'm scared
now. I hexed you. No! I hexed you.
Am I the girl from The Exorcist?
No.
But I'm in a lot of movies?
Yes.
Like a series?
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Okay. TV show. Men in TV shows.
Ew, what the... Okay, sorry.
I'm trying to think of what men I see on TV shows that we know.
I can't look at its eyes!
But I'm a real person.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a man.
Yeah.
That could be gay or straight.
Well, I think he's straight.
Have we watched this show together?
No.
But have we both seen it?
Yeah.
Okay. I printed these and I'm stumped. Okay, back to you.
Am I in the Conjuring universe?
Yes.
Am I Valak? The nun?
No. But you're getting warmer.
Okay. Okay.
Right movies.
Okay.
Main character.
It's not the nun.
No.
Is it Lorraine Warren?
No.
Oh, I know who this is. It's Annabelle.
I was like, you're going to all of these side characters. I didn't go that niche. You are. You get a point. You get a point.
I'm Annabelle.
You are totally Annabelle, and I'm still.
She's timeless.
Am I on a Netflix series?
No.
Oh, TV? Like yes. Network TV?
Network TV.
Fuck.
I'll give you a hint. Travel Channel.
Oh, am I the alligator guy?
No.
Steve Irwin?
No.
I'm Zach Baggins. Yes.
Look at that picture. He's looking at me in my eyes. That actually brought a tear to my eye.
You know, this looks a lot like Trinity's dad. Side note.
Shut up.
Would you, okay, hypothetically, if you weren't married and Zach Baggins slid in your DMs, what would you do?
Scream and run.
You don't want to move into the Hill House or what's it called?
The Haunted Museum?
No. What was the super scary one? Demon House. Have you guys seen the Demon House documentary? Because she put me onto that and I didn't even feel safe watching it in my own house. And you know what else it's I don't so feel great. Safe watching in my own house is our footage from Salem.
We were talking
and we that. Were unpacking it last night of why I've never posted the Salem vlog. And I feel as though the footage is cursed. And that if I listen to it on my laptop, I'm going to get secondhand curse. And then Brooke told me that there's going to be a movie about
yes,
that.
A24. We should like watch on the Tron. We should watch the trailer to it.
Eek. I'm so scared being by myself of listening to like that. I always feel like I'm gonna get possessed.
A24 just announced a new movie coming out about it's like a horror movie about a podcast. It's a podcaster horror movie.
God help us
literally.
And not it's coming this, up like, on Halloween.
All of the oh my god, that would be crazy, a live stream watch party of that. Fuck. No, apparently like it's like the most demonic movie that they've made. And they like were doing all this thing. Essentially, like the plot is something like this, like paranormal podcast with a skeptic and a believer, like have this show where people like submit audio files and they like look at it and like analyze it. And these cursed audios like come in.
Possesses them through their headphones.
It's literally like an audio horror movie.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I'm okay. Should we pick another one?
Yeah, this is so fun. I also am pissed that I saw this. You know what's so funny?
Now you know.
I saw the blue. I literally saw the blue hint and knew it was Twilight. What does that say about me? It's upside down. You are so funny. Oh my gosh. I have to close my eyes.
I'm closing my eyes too. Round two. Brooke won that round. You have more points than me.
Oh, okay. I didn't see it. Is the rest of it?
Yes, 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 yes. Am I a man or a woman?
Oh, a woman, baby.
I'm a whole lot of
you're
woman.
You're a woman.
Okay.
Am I a man or a woman?
Oh, you're a woman. Ooh, another woman.
Okay.
Am I in movies?
No.
Am I in TV shows?
Yes.
Okay.
Am I in TV shows?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Am I in movies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do I sing?
Yes.
Ooh. Okay.
Am I in like comedy movies?
I wouldn't say it's a comedy, perhaps.
Okay. It's like more like drama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Am I in comedy movies?
No.
Horror?
No. Not okay. Movies. You're in TV shows.
Oh. Okay. I'm in a TV show.
Am I old?
I don't know what I would say. No, middle aged. I feel as though people are going to get mad at me for saying that, but I would say
a controversy. I can't even see who it is. It's a controversy.
I don't know. Definitely over 30. I would say between 30 ancient, and 50. Then. I'm not sure.
I'm kidding. That was a joke.
Geriatric for sure.
Okay.
TV show. Am I in a reality TV show?
Yes.
Am I controversial?
Kinda.
Have we watched this show together?
Yes.
Okay.
Am I controversial?
I think that you have recently done some things that have rubbed people the wrong way, but not in a controversial way, in a annoying way. In a mysterious side eye kind of like.
And I'm in drama movies. Am I like an A-list actor?
Right now, I would say yes. Really popular movies.
Really?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Am I the star of my TV show?
There's a lot of stars in this TV show.
Am I a big one? Oh. Is it? Am I Abby Lee?
No, but that is so funny. I'm a semi-controversial A-list actor right now who's rubbed people the wrong way recently.
Only based on like social media interactions, but I don't think she's done anything crazy. Just some people are like,
Is she really pretty?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Margot Robbie?
No.
Okay, I don't know if she hasn't done anything controversial.
Do I sing?
Mm-hmm.
I sing.
Mm-hmm.
Do I dance?
Mm-hmm.
Am I Maddie Ziegler?
No.
Am I a Mormon wife?
Yes.
I'm Whitney.
You are Whitney.
Hell yeah. I will say I have an unfair advantage because I know who's on here.
You totally do. Wait, have you seen this video of her singing in Chicago?
Yes.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she is really good.
She's amazing.
You know what? She found her light and I'm happy for her.
I really like her.
I do too. And I really love how she's always like, what did I do wrong? Tell me what I did wrong. And they're all like, we don't know.
And she like owns it. Mm-hmm. I like that she like owned her stuff.
I do too.
Oh,
I appreciate her. I'm happy
stuffed.
She's getting her big moment.
Okay. So
do you want me to give you a good hint?
Yeah.
Think Wizard of Oz.
Oh, Ariana?
No. Close.
Oh, it wasn't Wizard of Oz, but it was like a movie like that.
You were close with Ariana. Ariana's friend.
Cynthia?
Mm-hmm.
Is Cynthia? Yeah. What does she do on social media? I think I missed that.
No, she just is always up in arms about things that she doesn't need to be up in arms about.
And my God, she has massive hands.
And my God, those hands.
Respectfully.
Have seen places. But goddamn, can she sing.
My Lord. Blessed and highly favored. I just, her hand to nail ratio is really intense.
There is something. Have you seen the alien conspiracy videos? And I don't want to say that Cynthia Erivo's an alien because I think she's beautiful and talented. However, the hands really do freak you out when you see them in the wild.
No, what freaked me out was seeing them in like the ratio next to like Ariana. There was like this clip that I saw on TikTok and it was like their hands were like kind of next to each other. Hers are, I am not kidding you, triple. It's really the nails. It's like her long fingers and her long nails. Yeah. Like
she always has like the 5-inch nails on.
This is so fun.
Anyway.
I have to close my eyes because I don't want to see it. Is it right side up?
I can't deal with this.
You go first.
You're really funny. Have I ever told you that?
Thanks. It's because I've been sitting in my winter depression den.
No, literally, this brings a tear to my eye. You're so funny. Okay. Okay. Am I a man or a woman?
You're a woman.
Okay.
For sure. Am I a man or a woman?
A woman.
A whole lot of woman back in here. Woman. Okay.
Am I an animated woman or like a fictional woman?
No.
Okay, I'm a real person.
Real as real can be.
Real person, baby.
3D.
Okay.
Am I an entertainer?
Some could say that.
Okay.
Some could say that. Don't know if all would, but some can. am I a movie star or a singer?
Yeah.
Which one?
Both? Actually, wait. No, you're not.
Oh, you lied. Okay.
You have things. You have hopes and dreams. You really try your best. That's what I'll say. You really give it your all. And would I say you thrive at any of those things? No.
Oh, she sucks.
Okay. Maybe singing's not for her.
I already think I know who this is. Okay, go.
Do I have long hair or short hair?
Long hair.
Okay.
Roughly how old am I?
Between 20s and 30s.
Okay.
What are you laughing at? What's so funny
it
over
can't
there?
Can't possibly be who I think it is. Because you wouldn't put this that person on my head. Like, it's not who I think it is. Okay, your turn.
Do I sing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, wait. So am I like an internet person? Like an internet personality?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I mainstream?
Mainstream.
Or I'm sorry, like Hollywood, like A-list Hollywood, or am I like an influencer?
Both.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, 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 okay.
Some would say.
And I'm not. I really like to sing and dance, but I'm not very good at it. Okay. Okay.
I think I know what's happening here.
And it's not that person.
Am I you? Do I have you on my head right now?
Really? How did you know that? Wait, do I have you?
Find me for this.
You at the circus.
Where I belong. I don't want to go to Mexican prison. I want to go back to the circus and have a churro.
I'm in tears. Me and the
Oh my god, what are the odds of that?
That is so
funny. Didn't I give a good description of myself?
No, not at all. I was like, isn't a good singer or dancer but loves to do it. I'm like, who on earth are you, could you say that about?
Oh my God.
What are you trying to say? You don't think I'm a good singer?
No, I
just, or did.
No. That's why I didn't guess it. That's why I didn't guess it at first. I was like, it was funny hearing you say that. Cause I'm like, who would you say that about? No, dude.
Oh, that was good. What message do you want to say to your friend in the photo? I would like to say, Dear Brooke, who may or may not happen to be here right now, I think, number one, we're not letting you bleach your hair because I can't deal with that breakdown. Number two, I think that you worry too much about things that don't matter. And I think you should stop worrying because there's nothing to worry about.
Okay, dear Morgan.
and stop reading the comments that are bad. Stop dear reading Morgan, the bad ones.
I like the comments.
Oh, we're fighting now. Hey, Brooke, shut up.
Dear Morgan, I like the comments. And you know what?
Dear Brooke, I think it's bad for your mental health when you go digging for the comments because I know from firsthand experience when you go digging through the comments, you're looking for the bad ones because that's what I used to do.
I'm not doing that. I just like to get a vibe check. No, everyone in our comment section on the Hear Me Out podcast is very nice, except for like two people. You know who you are. And I know you're going to comment again. It's fine. it's literally fine.
She told me yesterday she has her very own personal Deborah, which honestly is an honor.
I do. Just so you know. Girlfriend whose name starts with a C, I love you. I love you. You're seen. You're so seen.
We hold space for everyone involved.
You're allowed your opinion.
Everyone is loved and welcomed here. This is a personal thing, and you don't have to comment your opinion whether you can speak your mind if you choose or not. So it's February. We're getting deep into the year. Thanksgiving has happened. Christmas has happened. I knew we were coming to Cabo. I am telling you guys, I have been submitted to the Winter Fully, and I tried on a bikini to come on this trip thinking, oh my God, my little stringling-lingling bikinis are going to look the same way that they did when I was going to boxing twice a day, right? That string bikini, Brooke, folded in between my hips. It was so tight. That thing could not even make it over my thighs. I went to the mall. We have a problem on our hands, you guys. We have a problem on our hands. I was in such a good groove for so long, working out, walking, eating healthy. And then I just stopped. I just cold turkey stopped working out, walking, doing anything good. I drink soda all day, every day. And I knew that one day I was going to look in the mirror and think, wow, Morgan, I knew this was going to catch up to you. And I got to the moment standing there in my stringling bikini that does not go over my hips thinking, it's happened. It's happened. It's all back.
You know how I know we're going to be friends forever?
Are you in the same phase?
Morgan, when I tell you, you just spoke out loud what I've been thinking in my head since I got married, right? I went through this whole like insane workout kick for a year. I got so burnt out of Pilates, I stopped doing it, but I was like still walking, like keeping my shit together. 4 months ago, I just stopped. Like I can't describe why. I just was like, stop. And I knew there was going to be a day where I was going to wake up and be like, ugh, like, what happened?
What happened?
Like, what happened? We were talking about this last night, and she said something, and I said something, and we kind of looked at each other like are we the same boat?
So you had the horror moment in the Nordstrom's dressing room too, where you tried on a bikini and thought, oh, my dear God, what has happened to me?
No, I tried on a pair of pants. I was with my sister shopping. I was trying on all these pants, and I was like, God, like these pants are so unflattering. And by the fifth pair, she goes, I just think that's your legs right now. I was silenced.
Oh my God.
I was silenced. I was like, damn it. You're right.
No, I was on the downslope getting fitter and fitter and fitter for every single year. And now this is the first time that I've really looked at myself and thought, oh, we're on the ups again. You know what I mean? Like I've been on a good like motion for a really long time and I knew that this day was going to come and I didn't know how it was going to feel. And now every piece of clothing I look on, I try on, I'm like, ew, ew. And I'm not saying this in a way of like wanting sympathy, but
It was the moment you realized, I think we both realized it. We're like, oh, do you want to go to walk later?
And
I told Brick, I was like, I was so confident in myself and my little, in my workout routine that I sold away all of my triple dipper jeans. She was like, I sold them all. I sold all of my big girl jeans on Depop. I did. Everything that was like a 16 up went on Depop. I got sold away. I was like, I will never be that girl again. Now I'm trying to dry on my Aritzia, godforsaken Aritzia jeans, thinking I can't even get these over my thighs. What happened? And it creeps up quick.
It comes out of nowhere. Suddenly your sitting down jeans are only standing up jeans.
Yes. Like, yes.
No, dude. I'm kidding. I know what you mean.
I had to buy all new swimsuits for this trip. All of my swimsuits are too little itty bitty and up my butt for me. And I was thinking I can only exclusively be a one piece girl. And I don't know if this is coming off the way that I want it to come across, but oh my God, I was humbled coming on this trip. And I don't know if that's a case of the winter uglies.
No, you know what it is? I think that at least this is how I feel. Maybe this is the same because you and I seem to be on the same page on a lot of things right now. It's like you're out of your body. Like you're not you're not in your body. Like you're not thinking, like it's, everything is so abstract. And then something like trying a bikini on will like throw you back in your body. And suddenly you're like, where have I been? Like what's been going on while I've just been existing? You know, mm-hmm. I think it's like,
and gravity is catching up quick on me.
Yeah.
I am feeling wicked right now. That's all I can say.
You hit that note.
thank you.
Also, I will allow a little bit of the, you look beautiful. Like,
oh, thank you.
I think it's also like for both of us, it's more of like an internal feeling because we both know we haven't been doing what we should have been mm-hmm. doing in theory. But you look beautiful. Don't be too hard.
Thank you. Well, I do think a lot of these things, you could never look at someone else and be like, wow, she's really put on 20 pounds.
Exactly.
But it's all when you look at yourself or you try on your clothes from last summer. Mm-hmm. This is when it always happens. The weather starts to get a little warmer and then you try on your clothes from last year and you're thinking, oh, I really did undo winter this year. Damn. And
that's so funny.
I don't know what my point is. I don't think I have a point. This is just me speaking into the void.
Girl, get it off your chest.
I had to get it off my chest. I'm on the up and up and I have to figure out how to get back on the down.
Listen, it's only up from here.
And then I started doing a mental checklist. Once I tried on the bikini, I was like, well, well,
let me run through if we do
the math, I have been drinking about 4 Diet Dr. Peppers every day, which are zero calorie, but I think they add up. I have gone to my brother's house and eaten many, many pounds of cake. I did have an entire month where I was eating Dairy Queen Blizzards on the
daily.
That'll do it. And so if you're feeling in the winter slump right now, let it be known right here, right now, that I think this is our time. We can all band together and go.
Yeah,
we can get back on the walking trail. Yeah, that's for sure.
Summer's around the corner. Let's go for hot girl walks before it turns too warm. And then you have to face the music.
And I know that people say this when they get older, but it is not older. I'm not like,
no. Yes.
I'm, you know, you only age 1 year at a time. But I think now we're at the point where we have to start working harder to overcompensate because
it's like your metabolism. I feel the same
way. It's slowing down.
I haven't changed. I feel like, at least for me, like I haven't changed that much, but I haven't been like as active. Like the small differences, like I feel like right now at 28, I like see and feel them more than I used to.
Same. And I am such an all or nothing person.
Me too.
I will either be into working out to the point where I have to have a full schedule book of workout classes, or I'm not doing anything at all. I can never find a balance with anything, you guys.
No,
anything
I'm
ever.
The same way. I think it's like an ADHD thing because I'm the same way.
Yeah, it's like my whole world. It's
yes or no.
It doesn't exist in my world whatsoever. And you know what? I was doing some deep digging into my brain, figuring out, okay, what motivates me? You know, what gets me going? I need someone to cause outrage in my life. I really do.
To piss you off?
I need a man to give me anxiety. I need someone to sue me again. I need someone to do something heinous to me so I have some sort of rage built up in my body because I've been living in peace for so long. I'm like, wow, life is good. Life is great.
That.
Life is fun. When I'm outraged, when I have something that is really just bugging me down, that is where like my pre-workout comes from. That is where I get the like oomph. That's how I got so fit when I was getting sued, because it causes so much rage in your brain that you have to go you want to hit things, you want to throw things, you want to just let it all out. I need someone to piss me off.
It's not gonna be me.
I know it's not.
It is
do something. Hurt my feelings.
Hey, absolutely. Morgan, hey. It's me again. I'm not doing that.
But and I know then I mean. Was like, that is such unhealthy thinking. Oh my God, I have to have a boy that's giving me chronic anxiety or be getting sued to have any sort of motivation or want fake tits. How do I find motivation within my own heart? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Trying on a bikini. Sounds like that did it.
Well, yes. But then last night, as soon as we walked away from the dinner table, I said, I heard there's cookies.
We didn't have one.
You're right.
We didn't. We forgot about it. We started talking and then didn't stop.
You're right. So I'm in a winter funk where I'm not feeling the greatest about my choices the past 6 months.
Well, as my mom says, we're going to grab the reins. We're going to grab the reins.
We're going to pivot. We are going to grab the reins and we are going to pivot. But it's not like I feel horrible.
You shouldn't, because you look beautiful.
Thank you. I can just tell that 3 more months of living the way that I was living the past 6, it's going to hurt and it's not going to be pretty. And that's going to really be a mental breakdown.
We hit the same realization at the same time. I'm not joking. It was this month that I came to that realization. Like, it's kind of crazy. We're very in sync.
Like, we got to get our shit mm-hmm. together. And it's not really even like a looks thing. It's like I'm starting thing. To feel
tired.
Do you want to know the most humiliating thing that happened to me?
Maybe.
My mom and I got on the Southwest plane. As we did, we went to LA last week. Yeah. And I said, Mom, I don't like the new Southwest planes. And she said, why? And I said, the seats, they're getting smaller. And she said, nope, they're the same. Oh, okay. Bring this plane up to 30,000 feet. I'm jumping out of the air. She said, no, they're, they've always been this size. And I was like, I am like drooling over the arm rail on you right now. My ass is so big in between the seat. I was like, shrinkflation is at it again. They're making these chairs itty bitty teeny tiny. What the hell is happening? I don't even have room to cross my thighs.
Vicky. Miss Vicky.
That might be you.
Oh.
That might be the Susie
you
cake.
Were so
that might
silenced.
Be the Dairy Queen Blizzard. That you, might that gave me be chills. The Black Rock Burrito.
You were silenced.
I was. Me. Like, okay. What Reese said to you was equally as diabolical.
It is. I think it's just your legs right now.
Do you remember
when I'll never forget
the first time that Brooke ever and I ever went to the mall together, we went into an Aritzia and at this time it was Canadian sizing.
I'll never forget it.
And I try on all of these jeans and they're like, girl, this is the biggest we got. You're already at the big girl jeans.
No, no, no. We're like, can we get a size up? And she goes, like a size, what, 20? We're like, what are you talking about, 20? And she's like, well, the biggest we have is like 22. So, and because Aritzia is, I love you, Aritzia. I love you. But your dressing rooms are a hate crime. They're horrible.
Why do they do that? Aritzia very clearly has so
they're
much effing
horrible.
Money coming out of their seams.
For those of you who don't know, the reason they're horrible is because they don't have mirrors inside the dressing room. And so you have to go out into the public humiliation circle to the outside mirrors to look at yourself. And one time when I was a kid, I was probably like 14. I went with my mom for the first time to Aritzia. I was so excited. I was trying on a bunch of things and I put on a new pair of pants to go like show her. And I completely, I just forgot that I had taken my shirt off. I walked out to the public humiliation circle shirtless, like no bra, nothing on. And my mom goes, Brooke. And I was like, I didn't even know I didn't have a shirt on because they don't have mirrors in the room. And I just, anyways, so we're like talking to each other over the dressing room walls, being like, how you doing, girl?
On the verge of tears. I can't even get those on jeans over my tears. Thighs. They're like, girl, you already have the biggest size. We don't know what to tell you. I whisper over the dressing room door, Brooke, do you think that we could go to a Lululemon?
Do they have a Lululemon here? And I go, I've never loved you more. Yes. And we were so discouraged.
And this then, like, was before later, COVID. So people there was no like, oh, we're going to try to be size inclusive. We're going to try to make everyone feel good. This was back when like a size
LA
8 was
care.
Obese.
LA did not care at that time. And I just remember like weeks later, you texted me and you were like, I have insane news to tell you. She goes, what do you know about Canadian sizing? I go, what the hell is that? And you explained it like, the Canadian sizing was like skewing all the numbers. Yeah. So we were in size 27.
we weren't a size bajillion, quadrillion. Yeah,
I was like, oh, you need a size 27,000?
Doesn't the Aritzia room in some weird way feel like a ritual where they're sacrificing you to be humiliated?
A humiliation ritual?
Yes.
I'm telling you. Like, it's like, they're, yeah, walk out, Porky. Let's see what you got. Do a spin, and girl.
Then, yeah, they're all going to be like, he looks so good.
No, I tried on a satin dress there a couple months ago and like put it on my body and I walked out and I saw myself in the mirror and I was like, I'm going.
You like run back and like shut the curtain. I'm going
to throw up. Like,
oh. I don't think satin looks good on any, like, everyone that's ever in a wedding. You hear that it's a satin dress and everyone like equally grunts.
Wear on to like smooth. At least I did. And I'm looking at myself in the mirror and before I can turn around, three sales associates block me off. I can't get to my fitting room. They're like, you go, girl. You look so good, girl. Like, get it, girl. And
embrace like, those hip dips, love.
Let's go, Porky. You look like a beautiful sausage. And I'm like, I want to cry. Like, let me into my room.
Let me out of like, this humiliation circle. Get me out of here. Yeah. No, it honestly feels like they're sacrificing you in some way, shape, or form to the Aritzia. And then there's like they're so, two-way
mirrors and people are laughing behind the mirror.
Yeah, they're so invested that you feel like you have to buy something.
That's why they do it, is so that they can have like six people on you at all times, like assessing you.
I do have one specific gay that I really love that works at Aritzia, and it's because he's not overbearing and he does give me the room with the mirror. And it's because the gay guys are on our side. The gay guys are always on our side. Every time I've ever gotten a male person at Aritzia, they always find magically a secret room with a mirror appears.
That's crazy.
There is always
it
one.
Exists. I saw someone.
But it is weird. It's like, how do you earn the secret room, you know? And I don't like anything that's like
you can secret. Like request a personal shopping experience at Aritzia and they'll like go get you like a latte and like make it a whole thing. And then the whole collection, and anyone can do it apparently, like you request it and then like you can go to Aritzia for an appointment and the whole collection will be there in your size for you to try on in the mirror room. This is what I saw online. You should try it.
I will say I hate the ethics of Aritzia, but their clothes do fit my body in a way that Skims and Aritzia. I feel bad saying this. The ethics are not great, but those two brands, everything I order fits my body like a glove. Once I figured out my size, you know when you just find a brand that like shapes to your body perfectly?
The ethics of
the ethics of the ritual, the sacrifice the circle. It's sick. Ritual. It's sick and twisted, and I don't like it.
Ridiculous.
But funny. I do think I'm gonna go out on a limb and say it right here, right now. I do think that malls are coming back.
Oh,
I've been going to the mall recently just for, I don't know, whenever you randomly need something. The malls 2 years ago were so dead.
Yeah.
And your mom was saying this yesterday too. I think people are so immersed in social media that they're craving going out and doing things that feel tangible. So I think malls are coming back. I think movie theaters are coming back. I think sitting at a restaurant, like at a bar with your friend is back. Not that any of those things were ever out, but I stopped doing them for a long time. Because everything's so easy now, right? You can have something shipped to your house the next day. You can, as soon as a movie comes out, you can buy it at home. Like, you don't have to try anymore do anything. And I think people are getting to a place where they want to go experience
it.
Like you were saying, the theater is coming back. Yeah, people are going to Broadway shows again.
Which I want to go. I don't know if you guys have seen these like ads online, but apparently the show is like really good. It's the Paranormal Activity live show. They like made like a on-stage production of Paranormal Activity, and it looks really cool.
That's right up our alley.
I want to go bad.
In another life, I think you could have been a proper theater girl that, like, was working on the stage into, like, your 30s and 40s.
I did theater. Surprise to no one. The crowd is not surprised. I was a total theater kid growing up.
The crowd is silent.
The crowd is nodding along. Yeah, we know, girl. No, I was a total theater kid, like middle school, high school. And then I went to theater camp as well, which was also circus camp. Story for a different time. Yeah. But with that said,
do you want to read us what you have been baiting me with for hours?
So Morgan gave me a new job. My new job. Finally. Because we found like I know the last time we saw you, my new job was going to be that I was going to edit the short form. And then someone is so much better than I could ever be that I said,
Soft girl Ari, shout out.
I'm not even going to try. I'm not even going to try. So I needed a new job because I felt useless. I get to be the email categorizer.
Hell yeah.
And we're starting off with a doozy. This is completely
anonymous. Is it about shitting or farting?
Not this one.
Okay.
But I do have another one starred.
You know, we did put out there to submit emails about shits and farts and all the great boy things. And yeah. You guys delivered.
The second one I have starred is about shitting and farting. God. But this one is completely anonymous. This was asked to be explicitly anonymous. It is anonymous. We're going to be very vague.
Okay.
I have been friends with this girl for about 10 years. Our husbands were in the same unit, which is how we met in the military. We were extremely close, deployments together, family hangouts, our kids are best friends, and we even have matching tattoos. After some training events while her husband was away, she decided to have an affair with his brother.
Her husband's brother?
Her husband's brother. Her friend is having an affair with her friend's husband's brother. Okay. After our friend told.
Oh, so we're on the segment called Don't Piss Me Off right now.
Our friend told a group of military wives about it. One of the girls told her husband, and that husband told her friend's husband. I also told my husband, and he didn't get the chance to tell Emily's husband before the other guy had. Things quickly blew up. My friend got into an argument with one of the wives in the group, saying that they weren't best friends anymore. During all of this, my friend continued confiding in me, giving me details about her relationship and her husband's brothers, as if it was nothing wrong. Oh, so it sounds like the husband's brother also was in a relationship. Eventually, my friend's husband kicked her out of the house. She took the kids and went to her dad's house. The brother then began staying with her. Around this time, my friend kept trying to hang out with me and my husband. I told her that right now I'm not comfortable because the situation was just not right. A couple weeks later, we all attended her friend's child's birthday parties. Both the husband and the brother were there. It was extremely awkward. My husband is still friends with my friend's husband. I, however, stopped talking to her. I don't agree with what she did. I don't want to be involved. She doesn't think sleeping with her husband's brother is a big deal and is still actively dating him. As far as I know, she and her husband haven't even filed for divorce. My friend is upset and doesn't understand why I don't want to hang out with her or have her come over to my house. From my perspective, she's sleeping with her husband's brother and my husband is still best friends with her husband, and I don't want that kind of drama or tension in my home. Am I the asshole for distancing myself and refusing to continue the friendship?
People want to tell us that we're a man-hater podcast, and to that I say we are not a man-hater podcast. We are people who hate when other people present themselves in a way that they are comfortable doing actions that may prove that they lack a moral compass whatsoever. Does that usually happen to be men? Perhaps, maybe the ones that we read. I cannot get behind anyone cheating and then saying like, oh my God, but it wasn't that big of a deal. Ha ha, I'm just a girl.
You know, huh? I've spent actually a lot of time thinking about this specific topic of like, what are you supposed to do when your friend does something that you to yourself deem as like unforgivable, or you just cannot stand behind their decision? And I think that there is a misrepresentation of what friendship is supposed to look like. I don't believe friendship, specifically like I'm talking like platonic, like friendships. I'm not talking like familial. I'm talking like friends. I don't think that all of them warrant unconditional love and acceptance.
Hell no.
I think that there's this misrepresentation of what friendships are supposed to look like, right? You're supposed to be a ride or die. You're supposed to like stand by your girls. I genuinely think somewhere along the way, people forget that I don't have to stay friends with you. Like,
No.
I can hold you accountable and realize you might have a character defect. Like, there are things that I think warrant looking at a person and being like, okay, I shared a lot of love for you. I consider you a dear friend, but I don't have to sit here and pretend like what you've done is something that warrants, like,
You're a good girl. Like, unconditionally, like, you can do no wrong. Like,
cheat on your mans. We don't care.
Cheat? No, no, no.
We are not saying that.
And to say, also, I think the context of this story specifically, the fact that the writer, her husband, is still best friends with the girl's husband, the friend's husband. Bro, like, it's not like this is your girlfriend and her husband's irrelevant and, like, has nothing to do. Like, that's not the case here. It's not like she's, like, your long-distance BFF who, like, blew up her life and, like, whatever, whatever. The fallout of her actions directly impact your household. So it's like choosing to be her best friend still is inciting chaos in your house when her husband's victimless. He didn't do anything wrong. He got dogged on by his brother and his wife. It's crazy.
It's not only crazy, I think it's crazy when people act in heinous ways and they know that they are doing something that is unforgivable and then they expect everyone else around them to just act like it's normal. To just act like it's cool. It was just an everyday thing. It's not that big of a deal.
And to act like you're in the wrong for holding them accountable. And you're a, like,
bad friend. You should ride with me no matter what.
No, it's this concept of, like, well, you're supposed to love me unconditionally. Says who, girl? Says who? I'm the only person I have to love unconditionally is myself. Like, you can't.
That is every, all relationships can reach their limit.
Exactly.
I'm a big advocate for show me the people that you hang out with and I'll show you who you are. I love when people say that because it really makes you think about, like, based inventory on who I am surrounding myself with, what does my moral compass look like to an outsider?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be friends with liars. I don't want to be friends with cheaters. I don't want to be friends with thieves. I don't want to be friends with people who have no problem breaking basic laws. Guilty by
association.
Laws. Yes. If you are guilty, I am guilty by association. And I think people deserve the chance for forgiveness.
Yes.
I think people.
Yes.
It's a complicated layered thing. In the moment, I don't think I could continue being this person's friend. I think I would have to distance. I would probably do it in, like, a subtle way, not just be like, I hate you. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
And it wasn't a one-time thing. No. If it was like, oh my gosh, I messed up. And that was that. Okay, fine. There's, like, a road to redemption, maybe. But she doesn't see the problem in her actions. And then she doesn't see the problem with her continuing the action. She's still dating the brother. So the fact that she's like, you guys can't treat me weird. You're being weird, girlfriend.
You're being freak, loser behavior.
You're being weird. Like, that's so weird, respectfully.
And she knows that it's weird, but she expects everyone else to just play along with it as if it's normal.
Stop making me feel bad.
I know that I ruined the dynamic of this entire group, but stop. It's not my problem. No, if I were you, I think you're doing a good thing by distancing and you're not an asshole.
Yes.
Protecting your own peace. You don't want to be a part of this big hole, gigantic spider web of mess that you're going to walk through the spider web and you're never going to be able to untangle yourself from it. So you might as well leave while you're ahead.
There's a way to, like, also be graceful about it, right? Like, you don't have to go around like being hateful towards this person, but I think you're making a good decision, like, distancing yourself and at least till the dust settles. It sounds like this is still such an active thing going on. And I know those military communities, my husband was in the Air Force and I have a couple friends who are still actively, like, military wives. They're very tight. They're all, like, on base together. Like, they're very tight. So I know it's, like, very, you're all kind of on top of each other generally. So I think that creating distance at least till the dust settles in those environments is very important.
One of my friends, when I went to UH in Hawaii, her family lived on the military base in Oahu. So we got to go onto the military base. If you have never been on a military base, it is so wild.
It's crazy.
Because in Hawaii, you know, there's, like, a certain style of house. There's a certain kind of, like, vibe about things. And then you go on the military base and it is like you're in suburbs in middle of America. It is beautiful suburbia. There's a bowling alley. There's their own grocery store. There's their own events venue. And she was like, well, yeah, the point is that if you don't ever want to leave the base, that you have everything that you need on the base.
Do you know why that is, though?
So you don't have to leave.
It's because if something horrible happens to the United States, they can lock down the base so that everything is self-sustaining.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's supposed to, like, be, like, apocalypse proof. Like, if they needed to shut the borders, they have everything they need to sustain life.
Yeah, it was really cool because I had never been, like, I don't have any family members that are in the military, so I had never been to a base, and I was like, this is kind of like rockin.com.
Yeah, it's really, it's a different, it's a whole, I was introduced to the world of, they call it dependas. It's like the military wives. They have their own. Like,
oh, dependas. They have their own hot name.
Yeah, dependas. And like, there's this whole subculture that like I was introduced to when I met Jacob. And I'm like, first of all, I wouldn't have survived it. It is. I wouldn't have survived it. My feelings would have been way too hurt because it's like very, the communities are, the word click comes to mind, but it's not what I mean. It's like they're in such a specific position of like
community.
And it's like this built-in community of people that you're not necessarily choosing, right? Because it's about proximity. It's who you're on base with. So you have all these different personalities like getting together, and then you can have dynamics that turn into like the Mormon wives situation where it's like a frenemy situation and it gets really
I'm sure
sticky.
There's a lot of that on the military bases. Yes. A lot of frenemies going
frenemies,
on.
Definitely.
And so you're all kind of stuck together in proximity until your base gets moved or.
But girlfriend, you're not the asshole. You're doing the right thing. Just keep your distance, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And she's nuts.
Speaking of apocalypse, is it a copalypse? That's my one fucking word. It's apocalypse.
Yeah, you did it.
I always say apocalypse.
No.
I watched a whole thing last night. Speaking of airports and me almost going to prison from airports. They're
certainly back to prison.
I know that this has been a theory forever, but people are really starting to talk about it again, that they think that the Denver airport is going to be the hub of the apocalypse. And then I started wondering in the middle of the night last night, does that mean that I'm going to be
safe
or the most in danger?
No, safe, I think.
Like, is the Denver airport where people are going to go to bunker down? So we're going to be safe.
I'm coming to you.
You're coming to me.
Yeah. Or you can come to me and we'll go on some land in Texas.
You know, because people are always like, I went to the Denver airport and it was so eerie and creepy, but I have been there so many times and never once have I been like, oh, I'm eeried and creeped out. There are weird statues. There are weird things, but I watched a whole deep dive on how they built it and how it was all supposed to be these underground systems that moved the luggage and then they just didn't ever end up working. And now you don't know what goes on underneath there.
Dude, I hadn't really been to the Denver airport until we started HMO. And when I went, like, because you have to take these like underground trains basically to get
it's
everywhere.
Massive.
You have to
it
take them too.
It is so huge.
Which is, it's interesting because most airports, it's like you pull up, there's like transportation in the airport. If you happen to be in the wrong terminal and need to get to another terminal, the Denver airport is everyone starts at the same place and then the train takes you where you need to go. Like you have no choice but to take the train.
After security,
right?
Then you go A, B, or C on the train.
And the train station, I never noticed it, but it looks like a Mayan temple.
Oh yeah, they have all these like pyramid-y type things.
It's like you're
and
in a pyramid. There's
succulents.
I have to find it. I watched it years ago, but there was a person who did a deep dive on the Denver airport and went around the Denver airport and like showed clips of like why everyone thinks it's so creepy. And there's these like apocalyptic, I'm sure you've heard, it's the murals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they all kind of have symbolism to like an underground society.
And like doomsday.
Yes, it's like a society that deems themselves like the leaders of the end of the world type things like sketched into the walls in plaques. So I don't know, but then I just started wondering, will I be safer? Can I go bunker down at the airport, say the apocalypse hits, or am I going to be the first to get eaten?
No, I think you would be safe because you would have access to the bunker. And I'm choosing to believe that in my heart.
So we just got to hope and pray that we're both in Denver because if something happened to you, I would just jump. If I got a call and was like, the zombies got Brooke, I'd be like, oh, come get me too.
I would
walk out on the sidewalk and be like, here I am. Brooke or Grandma Janice, I'm like, I'm self-sacrificing. I can't do this anymore. It's too much.
You know what's crazy about me, though, is I think that we could survive an apocalypse.
I would die first, Brooke. You are so funny to say that because I would be so scared. I've always said if I was in like a New York situation, you know, when people get mugged in all these movies, the badass girls will fight back and they'll get their mace and they'll run away and escape. I think I would be so shocked that this was happening to me that I would just let it happen and be like,
really?
I don't think I have like a good fight or flight.
Are you a freezer?
I'm a freeze.
You're a freeze.
I would like yesterday, Brooke was willing to throw hands.
I was, yeah.
And they were like, come with us. And I just said, okay. Like,
you're just sitting there like, what do I do? No.
They're like, we want $10,000. I'm like, why?
No, the look on your face, you looked so, because also like these, so they whisk me away, but there's these like sliding glass doors that I'm having to sit behind and they
did not open from the way that I was standing. But when people were coming into the room that I was in, like, the doors were opening. So I'm seeing you in, like, blinking, like, moments as the doors were opening and closing. And the look of just, like, paralyzed terror on your face. I'm like, I need to get to my friend. Like, no, I think I'm a fighter, probably.
You're a fighter. We would survive if we were together. If I was by myself, I'd get eaten alive.
Me and Jacob, we could do it.
Oh, well, he could. Yeah. He would throw down for both of us.
Yeah.
Like, we get out of my house. And then they'd be like, all right, fine.
Got me. Got me there. Can we end on a high note? I have one more to read. And
yeah,
we're going back to our roots. This is a shit related entry.
Thank God. And that's how we should end every time.
Yeah.
We finally made it through the intestines. Also, here we go to the end.
Can I tell you how many people were mad at me because I said that I didn't fart in front of
and
Jacob?
And I'm one of them. No, that you wouldn't let him fart in front of you.
And that I didn't fart in front of him. Like, we didn't fart in front of each other. And people were like, can't wait to see that relationship fall apart. Guys, I just don't want to. I just find it, like, icky. Like, it's not a big deal.
I've never farted in front of a man. I've only had a man fart in front of me, but it was a good hot take.
I didn't know it was a hot take. I genuinely didn't know. People were eating me the fuck up, and I was like, damn, like, the fart police, like, okay, all right.
They're going to send you to fart therapy.
To the fart
community.
Imagine
you guys go to a couple
therapies
and you're like, the internet says that we need to start farting.
I had to go have a serious conversation with Jacob. I was like, hey, I'm getting eaten up. And he's like, what are you talking about? He like looks and he goes, Brooke, I don't want to fart in front of you. I said, do you want to get married again? Like, oh my God. So I think it's about compatibility, you guys. You can fart in front of your partner if you want to.
If you want to fart, find a fellow farter.
That's what I'm saying.
You have to do it together, and then you can Dutch oven your bed all night long.
No, someone commented, oh my God, my partner and I have fart competitions and we Dutch oven each other before bed.
That's funny.
I was see, like,
it's about there's no right or wrong. It's about compatibility.
Match. Yeah. Like, I just, fellow farters need to find fellow farters and fellow non-farters. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. It's about, there's someone for everyone out there.
There
you guys. Is.
There's someone for all of us.
Now, let's get to the good stuff. The tagline. I had to shit in the ocean in the Bahamas.
Okay.
All right. Hey, ladies.
Hey.
She gave us her full first and last name and exactly where she lives.
Like, full government address?
Not full government, but she says the exact town.
She's like, if you guys want to come to dinner tonight, LMK.
But I'll just say, this girl.
I love that.
Her name is Michaela, and she lives outside of Dallas. Girl, hey, a fellow Dallas person. Love it.
Hey, Texas.
This story happened 6 years ago at the Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas, a place designed for relaxation, joy, and apparently my personal villain origin story.
I've been to Atlantis, and you know what's so funny about us going to Atlantis? We didn't have the money to stay at Atlantis, so we stayed at a shitty hotel down the street, and that's where my brother came out to us. And then we would sneak.
Shut up! That's so funny!
And then me and my brother would sneak into Atlantis every day because we weren't a part of Atlantis, and it's pretty easy.
Whoa! Mm-hmm. How did your brother come out to you?
At the airport. He said, by the way, I'm gay.
Now get on the plane.
My mom was like, I know.
What did your dad say?
It was my dad and my street brother didn't go. It was just us three.
Wait, that is so cool. That cracks me up. Wow. Okay.
Anyway, fellow Atlantiser, hey.
We were on a summer vacation, living a schedule so elite it felt spiritual. Water park all morning, beach by mid-afternoon, sunset selfies, repeat. I was dehydrated. I was moisturized. I was thriving until I decided to disrespect my own digestive system. We stopped at a walk-up cafe for snacks. I ordered a chicken wrap and a Snapple apple.
Now, Snapple apple, I forgot about those.
Your mom, when I first visited your house, had a 52-pack of Snapples in her garage. And I was like, you have the fun drinks at this house.
They go crazy at the Sam's Club. And my parents are Sam's Club people instead of Costco people. And I don't know what that says about us.
That they're cooler. Now, here's the issue. Neither was refrigerated. They were just existing on melting ice in the Caribbean heat.
You can't have a Snapple hot.
Like a food safety experiment gone rogue. Every instinct in my body said, don't. Did I listen? No. I was on vacation and believed consequences didn't apply to me. About an hour later, my stomach made a sound so aggressive, I thought nearby tourists were going to call animal control.
Oh, bubble guts.
Then it hit.
We know it well around
Rise
here.
Rise up. Then it hit. Cramps. Not discomfort. Violence. The kind that makes you question every decision you've ever made, including being born. And because the universe loves irony, I was wearing a white bikini. White.
Oh, hell. I can't do white swimsuits for that reason.
A white bikini in public on foreign soil. She's so funny. Michaela, you're so funny. In public on foreign soil. I tried to sit still. I tried breathing. I tried pretending this wasn't happening. Then I tried lying to myself. None of it worked. My body had decided this was happening now, whether I agreed or not.
And you know, you get the vacation backup, how sometimes it takes a few days to get back. And then once it hits, it's alarming. It is a sight like you've never seen.
So I launched into a full panic speed waddle toward the nearest bathroom, bent over like I was auditioning for a zombie moving. I get there, closed, locked, mocking me. I pivot and I run to the next bathroom, also closed. At this point, I'm sweating. I'm seeing stars. I'm bargaining with God. I ask someone where the next open bathroom is. They point across the water park, a 20-minute walk. I immediately knew that walk would end me on the news.
She's going to get snatched. She's going to become a Bahama
end
mama.
Me on the news. Then it hit me.
Is Bahama drama? Our Bahama mama having Bahama drama? Llamas?
But then it hit me. Our beach spot was 3 minutes away. Something primal awoke in me. Fight or flight? No.
Oh,
feral.
And she's already doing the groundhog waddle. The hanging in, hanging out.
I turned around and I booked it back to the beach.
Spring is coming.
Dumped my stuff and sprinted into the ocean like I was escaping the law. I swam about 20 feet out, far enough to avoid witnesses, but close enough to maintain dignity. Barely. I checked for snorkelers.
Full goggles. The scuba divers, they're like, that's a really odd fish. It's just shit.
Michaela, you're killing me. I checked for snorkels. I checked for children. I checked my soul. Then I slipped off my bottoms and released the demons. Atlantis received its offering. I put my bottoms back on, calmly swam back like nothing happened, then discreetly escorted the situation to the shallower water and buried it in the sand like a war crime. I patted it down. I walked away. I never looked back. The funny thing is that I still go to Atlantis every year.
What's lurking in that water. It is not Bruce Shark.
I still sit on the same beach. I still walk across that sand knowing full well what lies beneath.
Sick. You know when you go to a water park and then they have to evacuate the entire pool because a little kid shits in the pool? I used to love the ocean. The more I learn about sharks and the more I learn about how many people shit in the ocean, the more I am afraid to set my little toesies in there.
Michaela,
it is full of shit and sharks. That's what it is.
You need to start writing, girl. That was the funniest thing I've ever written.
You could be a Reddit top user for sure.
You need to write in all the time.
Every day of your life. We demand it.
So funny. Michaela from Dallas. Hey, girl. B. I don't know if I could have survived that. And
the fact that
you go back to the scene of the crime is so funny.
Well, she's a part of the land now.
Right. She has to.
She's emerged herself in the culture. She is her.
She took grounding and earthing to like a whole new level.
Yeah, she gave her offering and she said, what I wonder though, was it like a watery thing?
You'd stop right now.
Or was it a full, stop. You know, those, that poop chart that tells you how healthy, like how hydrated you are basically and how your digestion is going on a scale of 1 to 7. Where were we at? Was it full or was it wet?
Yeah. Was it,
I want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know. Michaela, feel free to send a follow-up. I'll pass the message along to our friend over here.
And you know what else I do wonder after spending a week with my brother's kids?
Yeah.
So toddlers, right? They just shit standing up. They shit all the time.
Crouching in a corner.
Yeah. And I cannot imagine. I don't know how bad I would have to go. There's no way I could do it standing. How does that even work? How does it work?
Inquiring minds want to know.
You know what I
mean?
They're
also like only like 3 feet tall.
That's true, but the build is like
the same, I guess.
Like, how do you stand up and just... I don't know. I don't know. And I... Maybe... We're done here. I just don't get it. I was like, I could never. Standing
I'm
up...
I'm dying.
You have to like sit.
Yeah.
And you need a squatty potty.
A squatty potty. Did I tell you about the girl that I know that brings one with her when she travels?
That's soon going to be me, because when you told me that, something sparked in my mind. Oh my God, I can bring that.
No, she travels with it wherever she goes. It's in her like carry-on. She folds it up and brings it with her.
I'm going to start doing that. I swear to God.
And it was
on
like this like girls trip. And she goes, if anyone wants to use it,
don't be surprised. And I used to be embarrassed that I just have my squatty potty out and about. And everyone that comes over is like, wow, I really like that thing. And I'm like, yeah. If you don't know about the squatty potty, get known. You need it.
I want to play this game so bad.
Okay.
Like so bad.
We've been here for a hot minute. I love this comfy, cozy little setup.
I think that one turned off.
Great.
Right on time. I don't know when that. Oh, and this one turned off too.
Oh, it might be a minute 30.
You say goodbye to everyone.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Our camera's turned off. Love you.
And the camera's died. So on that note, bye.
Bye. See you on the Tron.